My name's Amelia, and I'm here with my co-host,
Carolyn.
And today, our topic is the weekly review of Monday, October 17th through Thursday, October 21st. We have some upcoming events.
So on Thursday, we have our trunk or treat on the 27th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And on Wednesday, we have our walk away from drugs walk-a-thon, and it starts at 5 p.m. at Forvarge Park. I do not know how to say that.
On Saturday, the Culinary Club is selling candy apples at the Triple Farms Fall Festival. And we have the 8th annual Slab-O-Rama, January 14th and 15th at Rotary Park.
And we also have Shrek the Musical on November 4th and 5th at 6:30 p.m. It's 5 for adults and 1 for students at the Mojave High Auditorium. We also have College and Career Day on Thursday, January 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Caden's got his
joke of the day.
Our joke of the day is a magician was walking down the street and turned into a grocery store.
I don't get it.
You still don't get that one?
Wait, say it again.
It's like a magician is walking down the street and he walks into the grocery store.
Yeah, but since he's a magician, turns,
like you have to turn into it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like turning into the wall.
It's like a dad joke.
Yeah, all right. That flew over
my head. It's a confusing one though.
Yeah, I get it. It's just.
Like the student walking down the street turns into a school.
Yeah.
How do you turn into a school though?
Like, walking you turn into school? To get your education?
Yeah. No, what? Don't you walk into a school though?
I know, right? Well, yeah, but I think you're like turning in and you're walking into the wall. I think that's what they're implying. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Hi, we're back, and Carolyn has got news from Tuesday. It's all from Mojave Daily News.
So thank you for Mojave Daily News for giving us the newspaper so that we can have all of the news. So we're gonna start off with one of the sections in the newspaper. It is Bullhead City Middle School Student Dies. So that's kind of interesting.
How'd they die?
I don't think it says really though. It says that a Bullhead City Middle School student died Friday after reportedly feeling ill earlier in the week.
Hmm.
So, Sagasta, what did you say about some 18-year-old?
That was Maneva. That was like some type of parasite that actually got into this student's brain. So the parasite that I'm referring to, actually, I read that from the Las Vegas Journal, but I believe it was a student from the Las Vegas area that was down at Lake Mead swimming. And what's so interesting is the Park and Recreation Department specifically said not to be alarmed. They didn't want to have a bunch of hysteria. They just said take very close precaution of like warmer water. You don't want to be swimming, like dunking your head into warmer water, because that's where the Maneva actually resides at. So it was, anyways, he felt sick, went to school, felt sick, went home. After 2 weeks, ended up passing. So it's a parasite that eats your brain, and you can only get it by actually getting it in your nose or your orifices, ears, and stuff.
Now I don't want to go swim in warm water no more. Yeah, but it says no additional information is being released about the student.
I'm looking it up right now because I want to be more precise with this story.
It says the student was not on campus Friday at Flex Friday at the school devoted to intervention and enrichment programs, including tutoring and extracurricular activity. So maybe he started feeling sick like Wednesday, Thursday, and then just like, it doesn't say, it says he died on Friday, but who knows if he died like Thursday and then they reported it Friday. No one really knows.
Bullhead City District has been advised that a student of Bullhead City Middle School died Friday. The student reported feeling ill early in the morning and that week as well on the campus of the Flex Friday. No additional information, unfortunately, was released by Boyd City, and Dr. Stewart presided to say she is the dean of the district. Students in our school are very important and a large part of who we are. When something happens to one, it deeply affects us all. We are sending our love and light to our children's family, both at home and our school family.
That's crazy. I wonder why they wouldn't release any other information.
And we also had even a teacher that passed away on the 24th, which was yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
30 years.
That's crazy.
Veteran.
It says that Bullhead City Middle School for 5th and 6th graders has enrollment about 550 students, just for 5th and 6th grade.
Only, and this is what school?
Bullhead City Middle School. So, another topic we have on the newspaper is woman drowns at Lake Mojave. So, I wonder if it has something to do with the, what is it called, Sagasta? Amoeba? Amoeba?
Yeah, amoeba.
Well, it said she drowned.
But she could have, like, gotten in a fight with it. Who knows? But it says, the body of a woman who reportedly drowned Saturday at Lake Mojave was recovered Sunday afternoon, according to the National Park Service. Can you just imagine going to the lake with your family and having a fun day, and then just seeing someone's, like, cold, dead body on the beach washed up?
I prefer not to think about that.
That would just be weird, though.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd be creeped out. Witness.
Anybody?
I think everyone. Because that's kind of creepy, just seeing someone on the beach washed up after drowning, you know? I wonder why people go swimming if they don't know how to swim. Isn't that interesting?
Well, the not the number one cause, but I believe the number one cause of someone drowning isn't their own fault. It's usually either people try to hang on them, mess around with them, or
they just tip back and they
usually it's just not. Hi, we're back, and Carolyn has got news from Tuesday. Mojave, it's all from Mojave Daily News.
So thank you for Mojave Daily News for giving us the newspaper so that we can have all of the news. So we're gonna start off with one of the sections in the newspaper. It is Bullhead City Middle School student dies. So that's kind of interesting.
How'd they die?
I don't think it says really though. It says that a Bullhead City Middle School student died Friday after reportedly feeling ill earlier in the week. So, Sagasta, what did you say about some 18-year-old?
That was Maniba. That was like some type of parasite that actually got into this student's brain. So, the parasite that I'm referring to, actually, I read that from the Las Vegas Journal, but I believe it was a student from the Las Vegas area that was down at Lake Mead swimming. And what's so interesting is the Park and Recreation Department specifically said not to be alarmed. They didn't want to have a bunch of hysteria. They just said take very close precaution of like warmer water. You don't want to be swimming, like dunking your head into warmer water, because that's where the amoeba actually resides at. So it was, anyways, he felt sick, went to school, felt sick, went home. After 2 weeks, ended up passing. So it's a parasite that eats your brain, and you can only get it by actually getting it in your nose or your orifices, ears and stuff.
Now I don't want to go swim in warm water no more. Yeah, but it says no additional information is being released about the student.
I'm looking it up right now because I want to be more precise with this story.
It says the student was not on campus Friday at Flex Friday at the school devoted to intervention and enrichment programs, including tutoring and extracurricular activity. So maybe he started feeling sick like Wednesday, Thursday, and then just like, it doesn't say, it says he died on Friday, but who knows if he died like Thursday, and then they reported it Friday. No one really knows.
Boyd City District has been advised that a student of Boyd City Middle School died Friday. The student reported feeling ill early in the morning and that week as well on the campus of the Flex Friday. No additional information, unfortunately, was released by Boyd City, and Dr. Stewart presided to say she is the dean of the district. Students in our school are very important and a large part of who we are. When something happens to one, it deeply affects us all. We are sending our love and light to our children's family, both at home and our school family.
That's crazy. I wonder why they wouldn't release any other information.
And we also had a teacher that passed away on the 24th, which was yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
30-year
That's crazy.
Veteran.
It says that Boulder City Middle School for 5th and 6th graders has enrollment about 550 students just for 5th and 6th grade.
Only, and this is what school?
Bullhead City Middle School. So, another topic we have on the newspaper is woman drowns at Lake Mojave. So, I wonder if it has something to do with the, what is it called, Tagasta? Amoeba? Amoeba?
Yeah, Amoeba.
Well, it said she drowned.
But she could have, gotten in a fight with it. Who knows? But it says the body of a woman who reportedly drowned Saturday at Lake Mojave was recovered Sunday afternoon, according to the National Park Service. Can you just imagine going to the lake with your family and having a fun day and then just seeing someone's cold dead body on the beach washed up?
I prefer not to think about that.
That would just be weird though.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd be creeped out. Witness. I think everyone. Because that's kind of creepy, just seeing someone on the beach washed up after drowning, you know? I wonder why people go swimming if they don't know how to swim. Isn't that interesting?
Well, not the number one cause, but I believe the number one cause of someone drowning isn't their own fault. It's usually either people try to hang on them, mess around with them, or
they just tip back.
Usually it's just not. Hi, we're back, and Carolyn has got news from Tuesday. It's all from Mojave Daily News.
So thank you for Mojave Daily News for giving us the newspaper so that we can have all of the news. So we're gonna start off with one of the sections in the newspaper. It is Bullhead City Middle School student dies. So that's kind of interesting.
How'd they die?
I don't think it says really though. It says that a Bullhead City Middle School student died Friday after reportedly feeling ill earlier in the week. So, Sagasta, what did you say about some 18-year-old?
That was Maniba. That was some type of parasite that actually got into this student's brain. So, the parasite that I'm referring to, actually, I read that from the Las Vegas Journal. But I believe it was a student from the Las Vegas area that was down at Lake Mead swimming. And what's so interesting is the park and recreation department specifically said not to be alarmed. They didn't want to have a bunch of hysteria. They just said take very close precaution of warmer water. You don't want to be swimming, dunking your head into warmer water, because that's where the Maniba actually resides at. So it was, anyways, he felt sick, went to school, felt sick, went home. After 2 weeks, ended up passing. So it's a parasite that eats your brain, and you can only get it by actually getting it in your nose or your orifices, ears, and stuff.
Now I don't want to go swimming in warm water no more. Yeah, but it says no additional information is being released about the student.
I'm looking it up right now because I want to be more precise with this story.
It says the student was not on campus Friday at Flex Friday at the school devoted to intervention and enrichment programs, including tutoring and extracurricular activity. So maybe he started feeling sick like Wednesday, Thursday, and then just like, it doesn't say, it says he died on Friday, but who knows if he died like Thursday and then they reported it Friday. No one really knows.
Boyd City District has been advised that a student of Boyd City Middle School died Friday. The student reported feeling ill early in the morning and that week as well on the campus of the Flex Friday. No additional information, unfortunately, was released by Boyd City, and Dr. Stewart presided to say she is the dean of the district. Students in our school are very important and a large part of who we are. When something happens to one, it deeply affects us all. We are sending our love and light to our children's family, both at home and our school family.
That's crazy. I wonder why they wouldn't give us any other information.
And we also had even a teacher that passed away on the 24th, which was yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
30 years.
That's crazy.
Veteran.
It says that Boulder City Middle School for 5th and 6th graders has enrollment about 550 students just for 5th and 6th grade.
Only, and this is what school?
Bullhead City Middle School. So, another topic we have on the newspaper is woman drowns at Lake Mojave. So, I wonder if it has something to do with the, what is it called, Sagasta? Amoeba? Amoeba?
Yeah, amoeba.
Well, it said she drowned.
But she could have, like, gotten in a fight with it. Who knows? But it says, the body of a woman who reportedly drowned Saturday at Lake Mojave was recovered Sunday afternoon, according to the National Park Service. Can you just imagine going to the lake with your family and having a fun day, and then just seeing someone's, like, cold, dead body on the beach washed up?
I prefer not to think about that.
That would just be weird, though.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd be creeped out. Witness. I think you're... Because that's kind of creepy, just seeing someone on the beach washed up after drowning, you know? I wonder why people go swimming if they don't know how to swim. Isn't that interesting?
Well, the one, or not the number one cause, but I believe the number one cause of someone drowning isn't their own fault. It's usually either people try to hang on them, mess around with them, or...
They just tip back and they...
Yeah. Usually it's just not... Podcast. My name's Amelia, and I'm here with my co-host
Carolyn,
and we're continuing our topic, but we're moving on to Wednesday, October 19th, and I'm going to start it off with the North Korea fires artillery shells near the border of South Korea.
So Amelia, I know that you lived in, was it North Korea or South?
South Korea.
So I know you lived in South Korea. What was it like there for you?
It was pretty cool. I mean, I was very young at the time, so I don't remember very much.
How
but
young were you?
I think it was like 5 to 7. But
like
I
how you said 5 to 7 because you don't know which age.
Yeah. But when we would practice evacuations for, you know, if North Korea ever attacked, and we would have these gas masks, we would hop on a whole bunch of planes. It's very...
What type of planes were there?
Military issued, not commercial. I don't...
So when you said airplane, I was thinking of like American Airlines or something.
No,
like
not commercial, military issued.
So it was like one of those big bulky gray planes? Or was it just one of the small ones?
I guess. So it was 3 planes. It was one to Japan, I believe, one to another place in Japan, and then one somewhere, I don't remember, and then we would do the trip back.
So they actually took you somewhere when it was practice evacuation?
Yeah. So it was like, I think it lasted like a week, maybe 2 weeks.
For an evacuation?
Yeah, because we had to get away.
So it was just for a practice evacuation, not a real evacuation.
Oh, yes, it was practice evacuation.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the money that they spent on the gas just to fly there and back just for a practice evacuation?
Yeah, well, it's very important to know because it is a very, it's a possibility, so, and it's a pretty likely possibility.
Yeah, so what does it say in the article about that?
So North Korea fired about 100 shells off its west, off its west coast, and 150 rounds off its east coast. South Korea or South Korean military broadcasted several messages several times, asking North Korea to stop the firing. There were no reports of violence between the rivals, so there was no. There was no violence.
I wonder why they fired them. Is there like something going on between them?
It's usually just a show of power. They
so
do
they're
it
constantly
like annually.
Trying to one up each other, kind of.
No, I think North Korea does it annually to show strength. But
okay, so we have finished. That unless you want to go over the Ukraine's power water supplies. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
we can do that as our last. Yeah.
Alright, so the heading of the newspaper is Ukraine's power water supplies under Russian attack yet again.
Anyone doesn't know if they're listening to this, there's been kind of like, I don't know how to say it, like a mini war between Russia and Ukraine. It was, I don't know the full thing, but I know it was something over Ukraine trying to turn into like NATO, and then Russia didn't want them to, so it started attacking Ukraine so that it wouldn't turn into it, I'm pretty sure. I am not sure of the full thing, but I know it has something to do with NATO.
Yeah, so when the USSR broke up, Ukraine became its own independent country. Ukraine is now, or was trying to get into NATO for protection because, I mean, Russia is still looking for more land. So Ukraine was trying to turn to NATO. Russia saw the opportunity because if Ukraine were to join NATO, Russia probably wouldn't attack, probably couldn't attack.
Yeah, so I see it says, airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians on Tuesday last week.
Yeah. So, 1/3 of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week. Podcast. My name's Amelia, and I'm here with my co-host
Carolyn,
and we're continuing our topic, but we're moving on to Wednesday, October 19th, and I'm going to start it off with the North Korea fires artillery shells near the border of South Korea.
So Amelia, I know that you lived in, was it North Korea or South?
South Korea.
So I know you lived in South Korea. What was it like there for you?
It was pretty cool. I mean, I was very young at the time, so I don't remember very much.
How old were you?
I think it was like 5 to 7.
How you said 5 to 7 because you don't know which age.
Yeah. But when we would practice evacuations for, you know, if North Korea ever attacked, and we would have these gas masks, we would hop on a whole bunch of planes. It's very...
What type of planes were there?
Military issued, not commercial.
When you said airplane, I was thinking of like American Airlines or something.
No,
like
not commercial, military issued.
So it was like one of those big bulky gray planes? Or was it just one of the small ones?
I guess. So it was 3 planes. It was one to Japan, I believe, one to another place in Japan, and then one somewhere, I don't remember, and then we would do the trip back.
So they actually took you somewhere when it was practice evacuation?
Yeah. So it was like, I think it lasted like a week, maybe 2 weeks.
For an evacuation?
Yeah, because we had to get away.
So it was just for a practice evacuation, not a real evacuation.
Oh, yes, it was practice evacuation.
That's crazy. Yeah. Can you imagine the money that they spent on the gas just to fly there and back just for a practice evacuation?
Yeah, well, it's very important to know because it is a very, it's a possibility, so, and it's a pretty likely possibility.
Yeah, so what does it say in the article about that?
So North Korea fired about 100 shells off its west coast and 150 rounds off its east coast. South Korean military broadcasted several messages several times asking North Korea to stop the firing. There were no reports of violence between the rivals, so there was no violence.
I wonder why they fired them. Is there like something going on between them?
It's usually just a show of power. They
so
do
are they
it
constantly
like annually.
Trying to one up each other, kind of.
No, I think North Korea does it annually to show strength. But
okay, so we have finished that. Unless you want to go over the Ukraine's power water supplies. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
we can do that as our last. Yeah.
All right.
Now.
So the heading of the newspaper is Ukraine's power water supplies under Russian attack yet again.
So if anyone doesn't know, if they're listening to this, there's been kind of like, I don't know how to say it, like a mini war between Russia and Ukraine. It was, I don't know the full thing, but I know it was something over Ukraine trying to turn into like NATO. And then Russia didn't want them to, so it started attacking Ukraine so that it wouldn't turn into it, I'm pretty sure. I am not sure of the full thing, but I know it has something to do with NATO.
Yeah, so when the USSR broke up, Ukraine became its own independent country. Ukraine is now, was trying to get into NATO for protection because, I mean, Russia is still looking for more land. So Ukraine was trying to turn to NATO. Russia saw the opportunity because if Ukraine were to join NATO, Russia probably wouldn't attack, probably couldn't attack.
Yeah, so I see it says airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians on Tuesday last week.
Yeah, one third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week. We are back. Carolyn, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, so we are now on Thursday, which I forgot the date. It would be
October
Thursday, 20th. October 20th. So we're going to start off with Cornfest is on tap this Friday and Saturday. So we all know Cornfest is over. It happened this weekend. Yeah, I saw a lot of my friends there. So did you go, Amelia?
I did not go.
I can't believe you. It was amazing. I'm personally scared of a lot of haunted things. Like, I get spooked really easily, and this is the first year of me being here for almost 4 years going in the haunted house. Mm-hmm. And I saw like two of my friends in there. Like, a former student of DSA was in there. Her name's Zoe. She was at the very end. She was like, did you notice me as she was walking out? And I was like, yep, I noticed you. Because I got up like all in her face and I was like, hi. So says the 6th annual Cornfest tents are already up at Gary Keith Civic Park Center, promising a weekend of fun for locals and visitors alike. Cornfest is probably best known for the locally for the Scream in the Dark Haunted House. That's the one that I went to. That's a new word in the vocab. But I went to the Scream in the Dark Haunted House, and that line was so long.
What was it?
It was probably around almost 2 miles long. Like, it started from like way back to, you know where the street is where you pass it?
Yes, I believe so.
It like went back to where the street was, and it wrapped around and then went in, and then there was a whole line going in and around it and then back to where you hand the tickets and go in. It was crazy. But
did you wait in that line?
Yeah, I waited for an hour to go in for 20 minutes maybe, but I did scream my lungs off.
Alright.
My throat really hurted.
Was it worth it?
Hurted, yeah. It was worth it.
Alright, that's good. That's good to hear.
During Cornfest, the haunted house will be open from dark until, or was open from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. So the haunted house, I didn't know this for a while, but the haunted house does not open until it's like dark outside. So I had to wait for like hours to go because, I mean, the haunted house wasn't open and I only went to go do the haunted house since there was nothing else. So you want to get us started on our other topic?
Right, so there was a man indicated in fatal shooting of professor. That's what the heading is of the newspaper. So a former university student of Arizona graduate student accused of fatally shooting a professor on campus earlier this month. It is that, oh my God, today is not my day. He's been indicted of several felony charges, including first-degree murder, and authorities said, assault with a deadly weapon, on possession of a deadly weapon, and prohibited possessor, endangerment, and burglary.
That's a lot of things to account for.
Dang. Oh,
yeah. That professor must have given him a lot of homework.
Yeah.
Because I that is the first time I've seen someone shooting their professor. So, let's move on to the other one. It is Arizona refuses U.S. demands to remove containers on borders.
So, it was what we discussed about on Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday.
Basically, this is Arizona now refusing to move the
boxcars,
yes. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
So it says, Arizona has refused the federal government's demand to take down double-stacked shipping containers placed to fill gaps in the wall along U.S.-Mexico border, saying it won't do they... Oh my gosh, this is not my day either. Saying it won't do so until the U.S. moves construction, a permanent barrier instead. So it looks like Arizona is keeping their borders up so that not a lot of people will come back in. So, you know, it's crazy that they use shipping containers as a result. It's like 5-minute crafts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.